You're listening to The Urbanist on Monocle 24. I'm Andrew Tuck, and this is our episode about sensory urbanism. Have a scratch, have a sniff. There's more to cities than meets the eye. At least that's the idea behind a smelling tour of Vienna, and Monocle's Alexei Korolyov went on one last week. Along the way, he and the other participants sniff-versed and kebabs. Yes, really. Breathe in the sweet aroma of chocolate wafers, the sour savour of beer brewing. Oh, and much, much more.
I decided to meet on the Wiener Gürtel, which is perhaps not associated with beautiful smells of the city, but actually the smell of cars has changed very dramatically over the last 40 years. In 1970...
I'm on a curious tour that explores something decidedly transient, yet also oddly persistent. Smells. It's called Smells Like Wien Spirit, Wien of course being the German name for Vienna, and it's led by Eugene Quinn, co-founder of the culture group Space and Place, dressed, appropriately enough, in the bright orange trousers of garbage collectors.
We wanted to smell our way around the city because I think that it is a slightly more contemporary way of understanding the city than just standing in front of famous buildings and taking a selfie, which is somehow the contemporary version of tourism. For many people, that you cannot take photos of smells, and that is why they are much more rewarding. Let's follow me.
The tour group is made up of about a dozen people, some locals, some tourists, and Eugene takes us away from Vienna's historic city centre and into the less trendy Otterkring and Hernals districts, the city's olfactory underbelly.
So welcome to a typical Turkish bakery in Vienna. Turkish bakeries are not just for Turkish people in Vienna. They are one of the few institutions which regularly opens up on a Sunday. And I hope you can smell a smell. We are transported maybe somewhere else. What can you smell right now? Yeast?
Sugar.
Sugar? I'm not sure if sugar has such a strong smell.
Sweet thing.
Yeah, something like vanilla, cinnamon. It's a good smell, more or less. Come closer, don't be shy. Vorstelstand, great democratic institution of Vienna. One of the aims of the tour was to find smells that you only really find in Vienna. And for sure, a Vorst late at night feels as though it belongs. But if you want to buy a late night beer, and many Viennese do, they will collect it at a Vorstelstand. And if you buy a bottle or a tin of beer here, it's often been sitting inside here for a couple of weeks, and so the tin of beer, it may taste of beer, but it has an aroma of cooked meat. We're going to get on some public transport here. Public transport is an odd cocktail of smells. Have you all got a ticket, a public transport ticket? So here we are in Hernals in the west of the city. The sun has started to shine. I'm very happy about that. We just passed the MA48, the MA48, which is the cleaning department of the city. And every year in Vienna, there is a great community fest called Mistfest, which is the festival of rubbish, effectively. And many cities do not celebrate
Eugene is not the first to talk about Vienna's smells. The late Austrian author Gerd Jonke once said that schnitzel and potato salad made and served in Hernals smell of nothing so much as Hernals, as do the district's walls, courtyards and streets.
So tell me, why did you decide to make that tour, actually?
One of the things that we aim to do at Space and Place is to create events which are equally interesting to visitors and to locals, because in general, if you see a big group of people walking around the city together, you can assume that it's a tourist group. And that's a shame, because to walk around your hometown is really interesting. And also it's interesting for people to compare the smell of different cities around the world. It's valuable to reflect on the fact that Vienna smells quite good. A lot of people get nervous if you say you're going to make a smells tour, because they assume that smells of a city are bad.
Yeah, so what has been the reaction so far?
Yeah, we get all kinds of reactions. I think it's interesting, more women than men come on the tour, because I think women have a slightly better sense of smell in general. I was reading that most people who create perfumes are women. A few people get nervous if we say we're standing in front of a building and talking about how it smells, because they're slightly offended sometimes. But That's part of the fun. And we do take people to 4 bad smells as well as 16 good smells of the city. And we take people on the U6 underground line, which is supposed to have something called Chanel number U6, which is a combination of marijuana, urine, sweat, and kebabs. But there is no smell on the U6. It's just a elitist, snobby judgment of a place where many working class people go to work.
Yeah.
Vice magazine came on the tour in June last year, and they reviewed this particular part of the tour as the low point. So just do that. Because I would like you all now to close your eyes and to breathe. Because I think that it's something which we don't often take time to do, but which we really should. And if you don't mind, could I ask you to breathe in, kind of go, and out. And then breathe in fast 3 times. Let's carry on. Thank you for breathing with me.
For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.